A recent study commissioned by the Government of Canada found that there's more to life than just hockey. Hey, just relax now. I know what you're thinking. That's why we here at Pucked in the Head are proud to bring you Hockey Songs. Hey everybody, it's Jason Carello. I'm here with Pucked in the Head's Hockey Songs. Of course, as always, I'm here with my friend Jamie McDonald.
Hello out there.
Jamie, of course, is the guitarist and one of the vocalists for the Orchid Highway, who provides the theme songs for Pucked in the Head.
And proudly so.
Thank you very much for joining me again.
Hey, you're welcome.
Now, today we're talking about a little band out of Calgary
called Chicks Dig It.
Chicks Dig It. This is a band that started as not a band.
Well, you can't call it a band when you don't have instruments and you don't know how to play them. Or maybe you can. If you can sell t-shirts, maybe that's the whole deal.
Isn't that pretty much what a band is there to do?
Well, in some ways, that's very much what a band is there to do now. In fact, a lot of the bands out there are really only making their money on t-shirts now.
So, essentially, Chicks Dig It was three guys in high school
mm-hmm.
who thought Chicks Dig It
was a great band name.
Would be a great band name, but none of them had or knew how to play instruments.
Mm-hmm.
None of them could write songs.
Mm-hmm. And arguably, it could be said, none of them ever learned how to play their instruments or write songs.
Well, that's just mean.
It is. I'm sorry.
Chicks
Dig It, I'm sorry.
In 1993, KJ Jansen, Mark O'Flaherty, and Mike Eggerman got together and they thought Chicks Dig It was a great name for a band. They decided to sell shirts for their fictitious band, and when they got enough money, they bought a drum kit.
Yeah, I'm just bitter. That's all it is. The fact that they can go out and sell t-shirts before considering their music shows that, in fact, they had the right model, and I've been doing it in reverse.
In the wrong order.
I was working on the music first. Yeah, I learned how to play. I wrote songs.
So you did in the reverse order, you actually learned how to play first, is what you're saying.
Well, at least that's what I'm going to argue that I did. Now, there might be someone else out there with another podcast reviewing my Orchid Highway stuff saying, geez, that Jamie guy, he just doesn't know how to play.
This is a good time for me to ask this. When is the Orchid Highway going to do a hockey song?
I really don't know. I'm trying to kind of get the rest of the band to come around to it. So far, we've worked out our hockey cards. I know as a guitarist on the left wing, I'm shooting right.
Right.
You know, taking care of that, you know, shot across the center.
The drummer would have to be the goalie.
Well, of course, it falls to him. And then, you know, well, Derek is kind of on the defense. Derek plays keyboards. He's more or less a zone defenseman guy.
He's a stay-at-home
kind of guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not the one to press. You know, he holds the team back. He's good with that first
An outlet riff. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, the reason we're here is to talk about this Chicks Dig It. Now, like you said, you're a little bit bitter.
Well, it's only in that, as a musician, I'm starving.
3 years after these guys bought a drum kit.
Yes.
They taught themselves how to play drums, bass, and guitar.
Yeah.
And they started creating these simple little 2.5-chord
songs. These are 3-chord wonders, although I'll give it to them. They actually put a fourth chord in there.
Is there a fourth chord?
There is a fourth chord. It's not an exceptionally different fourth chord, but it is a fourth chord.
Okay, so you can talk a little bit about that after we get back from playing the song.
Sure, sure.
So what is the song? The song is an ode to number 30.
Gary Cheevers.
Jerry Cheevers, my friend.
Jerry. Oh, you're going to have to back that up, eh?
Jerry Cheevers. I don't know where you got your information from.
It says Gary.
So, Jerry Cheevers, of course, was a legendary goalkeeper with the Boston Bruins.
I know nothing about.
He won 2 Stanley Cups. He won a cup in 1970 and another one in 1972, only broken up by the dirty, rotten, stinking Montreal Canadiens when Ken Dryden, as a rookie, won the Stanley Cup against the heavily favored Bobby Orr, Phil Esposito, Jerry Cheevers, Boston Bruins. Jerry Cheevers was probably most famous, however, for taking an early incarnation of a Sharpie pen, and every time that a puck hit his mask, he would draw stitches onto his mask.
Pucked in the Head.
The original Pucked in the Head. This guy, by the end of his career, his mask was almost black.
Mm-hmm.
from so many stitches being marked on the mask. And it is absolutely iconic. It is one of the most indelible images in hockey history.
Mm-hmm. Making the name Gary Cheevers unforgettable.
You loser! Play the song! Like Gary Cheevers, Stitch Marks on My Heart by Chicks Dig It. Comments?
Well, there it is. You gotta play it loud because that's all there is. It's gotta batter your eardrums and knock you silly because musically there's not a whole lot there.
It's just, it's pretty much torrential.
You know, it's, well, it's B and E. It's... Gary? Did I say Gary again?
You really want to change his name, don't you?
Well, it's just that hard G thing. You know? Anyway, yeah, it's disposable, you know, and that's fine. I write a few disposable things myself.
Right.
It's lighthearted, probably never meant to, you know, be up there rivaling with, you know, the Grammys. But...
not that the best songs go to the Grammys.
Yeah.
But now... Of course, there are a couple of songs that are quite well produced, and they're, you know, they're musically very interesting.
And this is more like, you know, punk pop garage rock, you know.
And there's going to be a lot of that in the Hockey Songs podcast.
Oh, there is. Yes, yes. Now, if you love this, there's more to come.
There's lots more to come. But now this is something I'm wondering if, like, this seems like a little cottage industry, the music business.
How so?
Well, bands that they basically take whatever the theme of the day is for whatever song they're going to write. The lyrics are very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just what you said, B&E, and just junga 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 junga. And a simple lyric, simple vocal, and let's throw it down. This is not crafted pop.
Well, it's not crafted with... there's not a lot of effort spent on the crafting part of it, let's say. And, you know, it's really in the punk tradition where, you know, you want to throw all that rigid, formal kind of stuff out the window and say it's open to everyone and, you know, pick up a guitar, kick it out and go, yeah. it's not really going to be anything other than what it is.
So let's celebrate it for what it is then.
Uh-huh, yep.
So rah, now you rah, said rah. There were four cards here.
There are four
I
cards.
I want you to prove it to me.
It comes in the chorus. You've got... Whoops, no... There's your fourth card, fourth chord hitting on the G sharp.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's B, E, and G sharp. Oh, and an F sharp. Yeah, they managed to get four of them.
Okay. So there are four.
There are four.
You weren't fitting.
No. But it's only in there as a little passing, just to give you a slight different feel.
Now I got a little bit of a guitar solo in the middle in this one.
Oh, yes, I guess that's true.
And I take it from that, as a guitar player,
as
is
a
this
guitar
difficult
player,
for you to listen to?
Well, it's always good to be reminded of when you started out. And I must have, well, I can just hear my mom, knocking on the floor, shut that thing off, turn that down.
But isn't that what, as you said, in the punk tradition, isn't that
oh,
what
yeah.
it's all about?
Oh, yeah.
It's not supposed to be polished.
Yeah, and I...
Much like this podcast.
Oh, yes. Well, for example... And anyone listening can probably knows just how much punk there is in my collection. I've got a few of the big ones, but not a lot of the rest.
And we're going to go into a little bit, as I said, there is a lot of rock, R-A-W-K, hockey songs out there.
Yep.
And so we're going to get into some of that a little bit later. This is just the first one because I grew up as a Boston Bruins fan.
Oh, okay. Well,
and I've got a picture of Jerry Cheevers on my wall. In my home office.
On your heart. Yeah.
I do have stitch marks on my heart.
Well, and it's a great vehicle for songwriting for, a piece of, now, I dare say Canadiana, but I know it happened in Boston. It's hockey, and hockey tends to
Jerry
pull
Cheevers,
north.
Canadian.
Yeah, okay, so there we can go. But
Jerry Cheevers also played in the WHA.
Oh, the WHA. Wow.
Right?
Yep.
As a young lad growing up in Winnipeg, about the
WHA.
Yeah,
yeah. This was the birth of the Jets, and of course we had Bobby Hull, to start us off, and then we had a whole bunch of famous hockey players go through. Dale Hawerchuk, grew up watching him, and then of course Timu, who is still going. Respect out there, Timu. Anyway, back to Chicks Dig It. I don't want to diss anybody.
Have you listened to any other Chicks Dig It before?
I've run into Chicks Dig It bits. They, if you ask me, they sound a little bit similar to the one we just played.
Okay. Can I recommend a song for you?
You can.
And I'll recommend this for all of my dozen listeners out there.
Excellent.
I would like everyone to run out and download from iTunes, mind you. Mm-hmm. Pay for your music, people.
That's right. And make sure your pets are spayed and neutered. Both.
Spayed and neutered, preferably at the same time. I recommend that you run out and listen to I Want to Hump You. It is a classic song in the tradition of great love songs.
Yeah, well, cut to the chase. Why not just say it for what it is?
There it is. Anything you want to add?
Well, all I can say is, the genius of Chicks Dig It is really in the name and in the marketing and in just how much they stickered the hell out of Western Canada. Touring around with the Arcot Highway, we would run into their graffiti and stickering on just about anything that didn't move. And of course,
so they bought the stickers with the best glue.
Good glue, yeah. They were all about that, and in the end, disposable but stuck everywhere, just like Cowboy X. You know what's Cowboy X?
Cowboy X, I'm not familiar with.
Oh,
that.
Sesame Street classic. Cowboy X, would you stop marking up our town with X's? Why, certainly. From now on, I'll be known as Cowboy O. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All
anyway,
right.
Chicks Dig It. Respect out there if you guys are listening.
I think you just lost any possible credibility that you might have come in with.
Ah, yeah. Okay, sorry.
All right, that has been Pucked in the Head and Hockey Songs, Episode 3, Chicks Dig It. I feel like Jerry Cheevers, Stitch Marks on My Heart. Thanks very much, Jamie.
Thank you.
See you next time. The preceding podcast has been a production of BuckedInTheHead.com. Any and all reproduction, with or without authorization, is strictly for nerds.